love and marriage go together just like, well, just like Agnes Nixon and soap operas, I guess. She has become over the years such an integral part of the world of daytime serials, having created All My Children, One Life to Live, and more recently, Loving. Welcome to Midday Edition.
Thank you. It's so nice to be here, Claire.
Agnes, back when you started, maybe 25 years ago, what was it like to write for a soap then versus today?
It was the Middle Ages, if not the Dark Ages, the difference. What has happened in 25 years in daytime really blows the mind because it's become so important to the networks. And back then, I was rearing four children who were very, and just writing a soap at home, and was a cottage industry, and now it's mushroomed. It's tremendous.
What couldn't you write about back then?
Well, yes, not much. I mean, at least we didn't, and the censors were, I know the first thing that I wanted to do was cancer, uterine cancer, and the network said that it was not, ABC said, oh no, we have time for public service, and that was in the morning, Sunday morning when everyone was in bed or in church.
Meaning none of your characters can come down with uterine cancer.
No, and so, but we've sort of gotten a reputation of doing now the things in the last 15 years, all of the subjects that really educate people socially that need to be dealt with, the problems that people face today. What, I mean, if a soap opera isn't relevant and current, then it has no point. We have to entertain, that's true, but I think making people think is a form of entertainment.
And you have dealt with so many sensitive issues. You have introduced the subject of pap smears, of venereal disease, of teenage pregnancy.
Teenage prostitution, and child abuse and wife abuse.
Give me a feeling for the reaction when those subjects were first introduced.
Well, I must say that it was the networks who were afraid at first. The audience took to them very well. I mean, they were very grateful for this information. When we did the hotline for child abuse, we didn't have a hotline. We had one on the air, supposedly on our program, and then local stations ran just a ribbon twice. And I worked with a national group that was a hotline emergency area, and they said they were inundated all over the country with people.
Now you tell me, right before the show, you had mentioned in Loving you're going to introduce the subject of incest.
Yeah, it's
incest
already
has never been
incest
on
has
a
never been
before?
Done on a soap opera, never, and it has already been introduced. It's on the air now, but of course, tastefully. I mean, we do come into people's homes in daytime. This was something that had happened, and this young woman has been traumatized, understandably, by this. And our message, what we're trying to get across, and besides telling an interesting story, is to the young women who, and some young men, who have been victimized this way, that they can go for help. You see, the shame that these victims feel is so corrosive, and they think it's my fault. And the abusing parent engenders that feeling, and so it's a very, very sticky wicket and hard to get through.
Now, the actors and actresses, I know I've interviewed enough of them, get a lot of reaction, a lot of fan letters. As a writer, as a creator of a series, what kind of a reaction do you get when people stop you on the street?
Well, I think one of the most interesting things, that most rewarding letters I got, it wasn't someone on the street, was from a woman who said, when you did the teenage alcoholic story, Devon was 21 and she was an alcoholic and went for help, she said, I was addicted to 40 Percodan a day. She had four children, the wife of a police sergeant, and she said, if Devon could go for help, I knew I could. And she said, I'm free now, and you've saved, or the show has, my marriage and my children and my own life. And of course, all the child abusers who went for help, and because they are sick people, they are not criminals. Those things are very rewarding.
Speaking of marriage and children and one's own life, you have been married for many years, you have children, you've chosen to live in Philadelphia.
The question my husband's work was business
is there. But the question that's usually asked of women more so than men is how you have managed to juggle a very incredible career with being mother and wife and all of that.
Only by having the husband I had. Really, of course, I wouldn't have had the children if I hadn't had the husband. But after that, I mean, he did everything but birth them, as far as, you know, changing the diapers and feeding them. We were in double harness, and that's the way to do it.
Was he always comfortable with the idea of his wife having this wonderful career?
Well, it wasn't that wonderful in the beginning. I mean, it really wasn't. It was something I wanted to do, and before we were married, I said I wanted to continue writing, and he said, that's what makes you you, and I love you, and so that's just fine. So we had the understanding beforehand.
And he believed in you, and he supported you?
Yes.
That's good news.
Right.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.